This is fun! The FU Network.
And now, here's Michelle Badusky, keeping it real.
Hey everyone, it is Michelle Badusky, keeping it real with you today. The last week has been incredibly interesting for social media all across Canada, and it came to an end, kind of, or came to a head, I guess you could say, with Don Cherry stepping down from Sportsnet, and this has created a lot of controversy and divisiveness in our country, but it's kind of the end of what we've seen for a really ugly week with social media. So let's back up a little bit and talk about the last week and what we've seen, starting with the Rainbow Poppy scandal of Stonewall. Now, for those of you who are on social media, you will recall that last week we had a former MP candidate for the Conservative Party send out a tweet saying that her, I believe it was her cousin or her niece, correct me if I'm wrong, that her cousin got suspended from Stonewall High School but for refusing to wear Rainbow Poppy in choir. Now, this was a direct accusation saying that the choir teacher, the band teacher, wanted all of the band students to wear a Rainbow Poppy signifying the sacrifices of the LGBTQ community in our military for Remembrance Day. When these students refused to wear the Rainbow Poppy, they were suspended for hate speech. Now, we know now that that was not true, that she was either misinformed or intentionally misinforming others. Either way, she says that she didn't have all the facts before she sent out the tweet, but her tweet was picked up by propaganda pages like, oh, I don't know, Canada Proud and the Postmillennial, and they spread like wildfire all across social media, and we have seen and heard about it for about a week leading up to Remembrance Day. And it got ugly. It got extremely ugly. We saw people attacking the LGBTQ community, accusing them of trying to appropriate Remembrance Day for their own benefits. I've seen people actually come out and instead of arguing about, you know, whether or not we should have special poppies for different groups, you know, which could be an actual great discussion. This could be a discussion that we could have. But instead of being a respectful discussion about the contributions different groups of people have made to our military service, it got ugly and it was filled with hate. And that is what kind of prompted me to get a little bit aggressive on my social media, because I was seeing people using this, you know, this idea, this headline that they saw, this headline that they assumed to be true, as not a vehicle for discussion, but a vehicle to express hate and anger. And this is what caused divisiveness. Now, this is a word that we've heard a lot in Canada. We've heard divisiveness, a country divided, you know, Justin Trudeau is causing divisiveness, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what's causing divisiveness in this country? People who use the words them. People who use the words us. People who use the words those people or you people. That is divisiveness. Divisiveness is when you see yourself as part of one group and other people as part of another group. That is what is divisiveness. And anyone who's arguing for equality or inclusiveness is not causing divisiveness. It's the people fighting against equality and inclusiveness that are the sources of divisiveness. And I know that sounds like a mouthful, but let's explore that a little bit. With the Rainbow Poppy issue. Now, this was a headline that was jumped on. People believed it to be true. They didn't use it as a source for discussion. They didn't fact check. It would have been really easy. And I actually did this, and so did my team. So let me explain that. I actually, on our Facebook page, on our platform, Real Westmen, we have a group of people working behind the scenes that do fact checking. I have advisors and I have fact checkers so that when something happens like this, it's not just, you know, my opinion that I'm spouting off and people say, oh, Michelle thinks she knows everything. I don't know everything. Actually, I know a lot less than most people. I just have a great team of people advising me that are researching things like law and ethics and environmental science and history. And these people are working behind the scenes to fact check. And one of the things that we do when we see a headline such as this on social media is see where the source is coming from and what other sources we can find from it. And when the Rainbow Poppy scandal of Stonewall 2019 broke, we couldn't find any other source of information from this except one tweet and some propaganda pages like Canada Proud and the Postmillennial. That was it. Everything else came from people jumping on board and sharing and resharing and commenting on it. Now, that's not truth. That's not fact. It is rumor. No different than we used to spread in high school about, you know, who was easy and who was not. It was a rumor that hit social media and people believed it and jumped on it. So that was the first problem, is that nobody actually checked to see if it was true before they got outraged. And then the second problem is they got outraged at the wrong thing. Now, if it was true, it was the actions of one person. That's it. Instead of actually looking at it like that, people thought that it was an entire community of people, right? We need to hate on the LGBTQ community. I saw one person post, "Those people are forcing their lifestyle down my throat." Here's another quote. "Those people want to be considered normal." Or how about this? "Those people are interfering with my rights." That's the type of speech that we heard when the Rainbow Poppy scandal heard. That is the language of hate. That is the language of divisiveness. And that is the language of bigotry. Because they chose one person's actions to consider an entire group. They accused an entire group of being guilty of one person's actions. And the worst part is, this person didn't even do it. This teacher was ganged up on by the entire internet. Hundreds, if you read the message that her husband sent out, hundreds and hundreds of phone calls came into the school and the school division. Remember, this is a small town in Manitoba. Hundreds of phone calls demanding that she be fired or, you know, all of this other stuff for something she didn't even do. A couple days later, it came to light. And the woman, this MP candidate who sent out the false tweet, apologized, saying she was misinformed. I don't know the story. I'm not going to accuse her of lying because that would be the same thing. I don't know the story. I don't know if she got the wrong information or what. It doesn't matter. But what it looks like is that these students that were suspended for hate speech were suspended because they were hanging posters of anti-LGBTQ propaganda. They were actually engaging in hate speech, fueled by something they read online about a rainbow poppy, which doesn't actually exist in Canada. Facts, again, don't seem to matter. They read it, they believed it, and they started hanging hate speech opposition to this in their school, for which they were suspended for. Now, if you have better facts than that, this is just from what I've gathered from our research, from the facts available, please let me know. But that's kind of the gist of it. So that's what happened, and her aunt or her cousin sent out this tweet, assuming that it was because she refused to wear a rainbow poppy and all hell broke loose. Now, this almost cost someone their job, but more so, the emotional damage that was done to this teacher, this school, and this community when the entire internet, because you got to remember, the internet is worldwide now. Everybody can hate on you from anywhere. And they did just that based on absolutely no facts whatsoever. And every single one of you who did it needs to be held to account for that. You need to take responsibility for that. And it's not me trying to make you feel bad. It's me trying to make you realize that we are responsible for what we put out in public. No differently than if you would have wrote a letter to the editor and had it published in the paper. You need to be held accountable to that and be willing to accept the consequences of your actions. In this case, everybody who shared that post, everybody who jumped all over it and were screaming about it and that turned it into a conversation that was ugly, needs to realize what you did. You need to realize that. And I think it's really interesting how many people really brought out the latent hate. And you know, people always say, oh, we can't say anything, we're accused of hate. Well, you know what? There are words, there are terms, there is a language of hate. And it's not that we don't want anyone to speak their mind. And we're gonna get to Don Cherry in a minute. It's not about free speech. It's not about, you know, not being able to say what you want. But there is a language of hate. And terms like those people, you people, That is the language of hate. It is systemic, casual bigotry that is prevalent in our society for generations. It is the language of putting everyone into one category and judging them as one, taking away their individual rights, taking away their individuality, and making them seem like they have absolutely no free thought or free will, that because they belong to a certain group, they are automatically guilty of whatever infraction we think they are. And in this case, the LGBTQ community was attacked for trying to force their beliefs or their lifestyle or their choices or their identity on the rest of Canada and trying to take over, you know, a national day of remembrance, but they weren't. And it didn't seem to matter to a lot of people, because I took it upon myself, and I will not apologize for this, to jump on every thread I saw where people were engaging in hate speech because of this issue and correcting them, saying, you know what, if you want to discuss whether or not we should have different color poppies in Canada, let's discuss that. That's a great conversation. Let's talk about that. Should we have purple poppies for animals? Should we have white peace poppies? You know what? There's black poppies out in the world that, you know, signify the contributions of the Caribbean and Jamaican soldiers that died in the war. Should we? I don't know. I think I'm perfectly happy with the red poppy. But that's not the discussion that was happening. I shouldn't say that. Some places that was the discussion that was happening, and some places it stayed very respectful. But in others, it turned into a very ugly direction. It turned into the language of hate with those people, them, you people, my rights, how dare you, them. My favorite was, this equal rights thing has gone too far. You want to talk about the language of divisiveness? When you start thinking that equal rights has ever gone too far, you're the problem. Equal rights are just that, people being treated equally. If we give a group of people equal rights, like women, it doesn't mean you're less equal or they're getting more than you. It means everyone's equal. And if you're fighting against any group of people being considered equal, you're the problem. You are the one being divisive. Think about that. So I jumped on all of these threads and I said, you know what, if you want to keep the conversation on whether or not we should have color poppies, at least do it respectfully. But when you turn the corner to make it about hate and give license to this casual bigotry, that's what is driving this country apart, because we have turned our backs on it too long. And this is where we get to Don Cherry. Don Cherry said some ugly words, and they were hate-filled. Yes, he's elderly, and yes, you know what? Some people agree with him. I don't care. Just because some people agree with you and just because you're older does not give you license to use your position to divide this country and further casual racism and bigotry. You are accountable for the words that you say. And if he would have said that he saw a change in Canada and how less people were wearing poppies on Remembrance Day than ever before, he could have used his position to create a national discussion of unity and what it means to remember in this country, about what it means to make our younger generations realize the sacrifice of our military. But he didn't do that. He singled out an entire group, immigrants, to this country, and he used words of hate. He said, you people, you people. He took an entire group of people, lumped them all together, and attacked them for what he thought he saw. And I say thought because this could be his opinion. I don't really care. But he couldn't possibly be able to back up his statements with any kind of fact. He personally has not met every single immigrant into this country and decided whether or not they wear a poppy on Remembrance Day. He doesn't know why they don't if they don't. He doesn't know if they're aware of what a poppy means. He doesn't even know if they do wear one. He has no idea. He made a general assumption about an entire group of people, and he broadcast it on national television. He needs to own those words. He has not apologized yet. Let's make that clear. And yes, he no longer has his job. And people are outraged, saying that this is a violation of freedom of speech and that he was only speaking his mind. And well, you know what? I'm here to tell you, I don't care. You are not protected from the freedom of expression we enjoy in this country. Just because you can say whatever you think and feel does not mean that you are free from the consequences of what you say and feel. And hate speech, the language of hate, is not protected. You people, grouping all people together and judging them as one. That is what he did, and that is what he did wrong. Now, if he would have stopped and said, oh, you know what, that came out wrong, that's not what I meant, probably no problem. If he would have come on and backtracked immediately and apologized to Canada, like Justin Trudeau did over blackface, because this is what I'm seeing a lot of. Oh, people are not okay with Don Cherry being racist on TV, but they're okay with blackface. There's a difference. First of all, no one, myself included, was okay with blackface. It did happen 20 years ago, and Justin Trudeau jumped right on it and apologized, and he's never actually had any policies in place that show any of that blatant systemic racism that we see in that kind of language and behavior. So that is the difference. Don Cherry said this on national TV just days ago and refuses to apologize. And again, the internet is outraged. Freedom of speech. See, our country has gone to hell. We've lost all of this. No. If you feel like you are somehow being violated because you can no longer get away with, you know, casual racism and bigotry, that's a good thing. We shouldn't want to be able to let people get away with casual racism and bigotry in this country. We should want better. We should want people to call out false information. You know, if you sat by, and even now, thinking back to the Rainbow Poppy, after the truth came out about the Stonewall scandal of 2019 and the Rainbow Poppy, people who were informed that they were spreading false information, and I've done this to quite a few people, said, this is false. This story is not true. Please take this down. They refuse. They absolutely refuse. They knowingly are sharing false information on their social media and refuse to take it down. And they are complaining that they are not part of the problem. They are getting mad at those pointing out that they are sharing false information. This is the problem with our society today. You want to know what's causing the divisiveness? Is the fact that we are using social media as a weapon instead of the tool it was designed for. Think about that. A hammer is a tool. If you're building a house or hanging a picture, a hammer is a tool. But if you're using it upside someone's skull, it's now a weapon. And social media can be used both ways. And if you are knowingly spreading false information on your social media or using it to hurt somebody or, you know, trash talk somebody thinking that they can't see it or calling someone names or using social media to, you know, perpetuate hate by using, you know, defending this kind of casual racism, you are part of the problem. We teach our children not to stand by a schoolyard watching other children bully children. You know, if you got a big kid picking on a little kid, you need to get in there and stop them. You need to do something about it. And if my child stands by and watches someone get hurt and doesn't do anything, I tell them that they are part of the problem. I teach them not to be. I teach them to be part of the solution. And yet we, as adults, will stand by and watch people use hate speech, casual bigotry, defend those perpetrating hatred and casual bigotry, and we'll say nothing. We won't say anything. We'll go, oh, that, you know, that post is fake. And we won't say anything. We'll just let them do it. Or we'll say, oh, that's, you know, that's a nasty thing to say, or that's a racist meme. And we don't say anything about it. Why? Because we're afraid that they're going to not like us, that they're going to unfriend us, or they're going to be upset. Well, you know what? Be upset. Be upset at me every time I call you out on your racism, your hatred, and your fake news. If you get upset with me because I tell you that a story you are using to fuel anger is false, that's not on me. You know, that doesn't make me the Facebook police. It makes me the master of my own humanity because I can't sit there and watch it. I will not sit there and watch it. And I am glad that Canada did not step by idly and let Don Cherry get away with what he did. What he said was wrong. And it's not that, you know, if he would have been sitting at at a bar somewhere, sitting at, you know, watching a hockey game, and he turned to the guy next to him and made this comment, it would not have been a big deal. It would not, probably not have cost him his job. But he didn't do that. He said it on national television while he was representing both the NHL and his network. He is an employee speaking on behalf of the people he represents. People are saying he's a Canadian icon. That may be true, but he is not an individual identity while he's at work. He is representing all of these things that the network and the Hockey League stand for. And they cannot stand by and let him make anti-immigration remarks like that, because they're going to be held accountable. No matter, you know, I'm sure your boss would feel the same way. If you were posting something like that on social media under their name, they would probably have words to say for you, and you'd probably lose your job. That's a good thing. We should have consequences for what we say and what we do. Just because we happen to use social media or TV or radio doesn't mean we get a free pass. It doesn't mean, you know, the more popular we are, we get a free pass. We saw that with Roseanne Barr when she got fired off her own show. There are consequences for the things we say. And too often we assume that somehow we are protected because we say it online. And you know what? I'm tired of it. You want to know what's causing divisiveness in Canada? It's us. It's Canadians. It's Canadians that are not using it to its full potential. We are spreading false information. We're creating personal attacks when all it is a conversation. Social media has become ugly and negative, and it could be so good. I have this vision of what social media could be, about how it really brings together diverse groups so that we can learn from each other. You know, I would love to talk to, I'd love to talk to some new immigrants to Canada and say, do you understand what the poppy means? Maybe they do. Every single immigrant to Canada I have met has known more about our Canadian history and has more pride and love for this country than most people born here. Because like, you know, all of us, we take it for granted. I take it for granted because I don't know anything else. But those that have struggled and fought to come here, and you have to work to come here. This isn't just some free ride that, you know, people think that an immigrant to Canada just like shows up at the door and is handed everything. It's not true. But people believe that because they read it on the internet. They believe whatever they read on the internet and they react to it without knowing the facts. And people are angry looking for someone to blame. And it comes out and it comes across as ugly. The last couple months between the provincial and the federal election, we've seen that across this country. We have seen divisiveness. We have seen, you know, personal attacks. I know myself personally, I've been the subject of, I've lost friends over political discussions. I have, I've had death threats, you know, I've been followed. I've been, you know, all of these things over politics, because people no longer want to have real discussions about topics. It's always personal. It always comes down to you people, those people, you types, you know, conservatives, liberal, LGBTQ, immigrants, all of this stuff. Like somehow by combining everybody into one group and seeing ourselves as a part of another, we feel superior. Well, you know what? Not one of us is better than any of the other. We are all here. We're all Canadians. We're all living in Canada. Don't care what your immigration status is. We are all part of one country. And unless we start having the conversations that are uncomfortable, and unless we start calling each other out on this casual racism and casual hatred, and I say bigotry because I don't care what group you're attacking when you do it, whether it's immigrants or someone for their sexual identity or it doesn't matter to me. Anytime you are using the words of hate, like those people and them and you people, you are part of the problem. So if you are using those words, stop it and start looking at people like individuals. I read one thing on the internet today that really, really upset me. It was regarding Don Cherry losing his job, whether he stepped down. I mean, who knows the story that went on behind there, but he's lost his job. His job is gone, whether he stepped down or not. And someone said, what happened to free speech? Well, I didn't say anything, but one of the comments right underneath his post was, and I quote, If the term "you people" offends you, you are probably one of them. That's what we've become in this society. That if you are offended by someone's casual hatred, you're the problem. It's not casual hatred that's the problem. And I think we can do better than that. I think we could absolutely do better than that. And I think that, you know, everyone who fought in our military, everyone who has worked to build this country into something that we could be proud of, something that we could take for granted, anyone who can turn their back on that and say that anyone who questions us is part of the problem and that we never have to look at ourselves, that's an issue. And we need to really look at that. You want to know where divisiveness comes from? From the lack of willingness to learn from each other. And I know if I, for one, am willing to learn from anybody. If I am wrong, I'm okay with admitting it, but let's talk about it. You know, this anger and hatred that we keep perpetuating to anyone who is different or who has different ideals is scary. And it is creating a society that I'm not proud of. And I don't know how many people are proud of it. And I know we can do better. I know we can absolutely do better. Social media and the internet has the power to bring us together because we have the ability to talk to people from every part of this world. We have people to talk, the ability to talk to people from every experience, from every religion, every walk of life. And we can learn so much from them and they can learn so much from us and we can just be better for it. But instead, all we're doing is seeking out people who think and believe like us and fueling this fire of hate. And we need to stop. We need to stop because it's us that's creating a society of divisiveness and it's us that's creating hate by not calling it out when we see it. And I, for one, will never apologize for calling you out if I see it from you. And if you ever hear it from me, please do the same because when we know better, we do better. This is Michelle Badusky, keeping it real.
You've been keeping it real with Michelle Badusky. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This is fun! The FU Network!